not to start it on a down note, but I do have to ask you, if you're without Dan Copen at center, what does the offense lose in a scenario like that?
Well, Dan's a guy that's, you know, obviously played a lot of football for us at a very important position. So that's, you know, that's not something that's an easy thing to adjust to. But I do think that Dan Conley went in there last night and performed pretty damn well for the situation that he was put into. So I'm very confident in Dan and what he's going to be able to do for us.
When you're doing, it's Ian Rappaport from the Herald. When you're calling plays, do you adjust to, say, a new center, or you basically just do the exact same thing with Conley in there as you did with Copen in there?
I would say it would depend on who it is. With Dan, we didn't adjust our game plan at all. You know, we did the same things we'd been doing for the whole game, and you know, like I said before, I thought he came in and did a good job. And I'll say this, and I'll tell you this, you know, the whole line I thought played a very solid football game for us, and he was definitely part of it.
What did you think of the overall tempo of the offense? It really, really seemed to pick up in the third quarter, as you know, especially on some of those touchdown drives.
We try to play at a crisp, fast tempo every day, you know, and every week's a new week, and you know, the tempo changes sometimes from drive to drive, but as a whole, we want to play fast. We don't want to play slow. So it's important for me to get the play in quickly and for Tom to get the play communicated quickly and for us to be at the line of scrimmage and ready to go. So that's part of the philosophy of our offense.
By you guys going some no huddle, did you prevent them from kind of walking around like they were doing in the first quarter? Like Jason Taylor seemed to be walking around right up until the snap, not lining up. Did your going no huddle kind of end up preventing that?
You'd have to ask them that, Ian. You know, I know that us, you know, for us going fast, I'm sure that, you know, we feel like whether they're lined up or not, we're going to run our play. So, but you'd have to ask them if it prevented them from walking around.
Bill, on the interception, when you went back and watched that, what did you attribute that to? Was it tipping the play off maybe early, just good execution on behalf of the Dolphins? Where did that fall apart there in your view?
Yeah, I thought Benny Sapp made a really good play on that. And, you know, we've got to do a better job of designing the play and then executing the play. But overall, I think Benny Sapp made an excellent play on that and tipped it in the air. And then Odrick made a great play, you know, making the interception. The one thing I'll say about that play is, if you go back and watch that on tape, is Deion Branch did an unbelievable job of tracking that guy down.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they scored after that, I'm just saying he did a good job tracking that guy down.
Speaking of Branch, he had a pretty quiet preseason, which led to a lot of questions, including from me. What was the difference between whatever we saw in the preseason and then him being his usual self last night?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I don't pay attention too much to what the question, you know, the what the media says about the preseason. You know,
right.
The preseason's about playing a lot of different groupings and trying out a lot of different schemes and things like that. And, you know, some guys like Deion, you know, I don't even know how much he played in the preseason. So the preseason is one thing, the regular season's another thing. And Deion's like those guys that played for us last night, obviously Wes and the other guys, you know, Julian, Slate, and Chad, you know, those are dependable guys for us. And it's a week-to-week deal. And we're a game plan offense, and last night, you know, Deion played well along with those other guys for us.
Bill, from a matchup perspective, how important are your tight ends and their diverse skills in terms of creating some favorable matchups for you against, I guess we'll say, against different teams, but just in general?
they both, you know, they both have different skill sets, you know, and obviously the best thing about both these guys is they love to practice, and they work really hard at their craft, and I would say, too, that Dan Gronkowski, Rob's brother, came in and in a short span of time did a good job of picking up the offense and played decently last night, too. So they all have different skill sets, and, you know, it's about San Diego this week, and, you know, it's week to week, you know, so whatever happened last night really doesn't matter as it relates to the next game, which is San Diego. So we'll have to – we're in the middle of, you know, getting ready for that right now.
Along those lines, what stands out to you from this Chargers defense?
Very disciplined defense. They're an aggressive defense. They got a lot of good players, you know, at every position. Weddle, the safety, Bob Sanders, obviously, Jammer, and Kason at the corners. Those guys are playing well. Their nickel, Dante Hughes, is a really good player. Tough, quick, good player. Their front with Phillips and those guys in there, those guys are good players. They're linebackers, you know, and then when they go to their nickel defense and Antoine Barnes is in there rushing, they pretty much, you know, they're an excellent defense that's an aggressive one. It's going to be a real challenge for us.
So I'm just curious on Ocho Cinco, as far as his playing time goes, obviously it was fairly limited last night. Is that something that's evaluated on a week-to-week basis, or is that maybe because you guys went too tight for a lot of the game, or what does that all kind of depend on, and how's that going?
Yeah, I would say, again, it's week-to-week, so, you know, every week it'll change, you know. And I, one of the things that's great about the guys here is they all understand that each guy has his role, and maybe his role is going to be a little bit bigger in a certain game than it is in another game. And so, and that would be the same for the backs, the receivers, and the tight ends. So, you know, I just think it's week to week. And just with regards to Chad, I think he's really worked hard to improve every week, and he has. And, you know, he played about 20 plays last night, and it'll be week to week just like it is with every position.
Bill, Rich Garvin with the Telegram. Just curious, if the offense performed at that level for the rest of the season and didn't improve, would that be good enough to win in the NFL on a weekly basis?
Really, I just, you know, Rich, I'm just thinking about San Diego. And really, whatever happened last night, I'm telling you, it really doesn't matter as it relates to San Diego. Every week in this league is a different week. And, you know, hopefully this will be the last time that I'm talking about Miami until the next time we play Miami, because what we're focused on now is San Diego and what we have to do to beat those guys. So we don't ever think about, is that going to be good enough for this, that, or the other. It's what are we going to do this week to try to move the ball and score points against a very, very good San Diego defense.
Just as a follow-up to that, then, when you met with the players today after watching the film and stuff, exactly what did you point out to them that needs improvement from offensively from their performance last night? For people who are obviously just gushing about the 800 yards and et cetera, where were the faults?
Yeah, we got in at 5, and we didn't meet with the players today, so we'll meet with them tomorrow, but there's always areas to improve on, you know, whether it's turnovers or 6 penalties or 2 minutes at the end of the half or better red area execution and where we're going to get better there. So, you know, there's a lot of things to improve on in the game, and that's what we'll work hard on doing. And in addition to, you know, first and second down and getting better at our game plan for San Diego.
So did you not sit on the sidelines or stand on the sidelines last night with just like everyone else and say a little bit of a wow based on what your offense was doing?
No, Ian, it's not my offense. It's the Patriot offense. It's our offense. If it's anybody's offense, it's Coach Belichick's offense. So he's the head coach. And we, again, it's it's week to week, so it's what we're going to do this week in preparation for San Diego. And, you know, there were things that we were productive last night. We moved the ball. But there's a lot of things to improve on, a lot of little things. It's a detail-oriented game, and, if you know, again, this is the week to really try to improve it, because this is a heck of a defense that we're going against on Sunday against San Diego.